It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The dozens of explosions heard last night in several Sunni neighborhoods in and around Baghdad came mostly from shelling by the U.S. The shelling was aimed at ending insurgent attacks in the Iraqi capital. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports.
Sounds of artillery and mortars filled Baghdad's skies as U.S. troops launched their biggest operation yet in the two-week-old security crackdown aimed at stopping widespread killing here. The military says it would send in ground troops to follow up on the artillery attacks targeting makeshift car bomb factories. If the Americans hit their intended targets is unclear. As of morning, there was scant news on the explosions and none on whether there were casualties. The targeted neighborhoods are unsafe for Westerners or many Iraqis to get to. But last night's barrage could cause political fallout, given Sunni allegations that the security crackdown unfairly targets them. The U.S. military says it's Sunni groups who set most of the car bombs. Weapons expert John Pike of GlobalSecurity.org.
I think that with this amount of firepower deployed against a Sunni neighborhood, I think that everybody's going to be looking over the next several days, the next several weeks, to see whether there's a similar amount of firepower deployed against a Shia gang or Shia militia.
Meanwhile, an al-Qaeda-linked Sunni group says it has kidnapped 18 police officers and soldiers and posted what it says is their pictures on its website. The kidnappings north of Baghdad are said to be payback for last month's alleged rape of a Sunni woman by officers in the Shiite-dominated police force. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Baghdad.